Mishnah Dalet. On a similar note, as we'll see in a moment, Hoilefonov minim harbe. If somebody had many types of the same bracha food in front of him, so let's say he had lots of fruit in front of him, and the bracha of all of them is Bo Priyor Eitz. As we said, one doesn't need to make a Bo Priyor Eitz on every single fruit that he eats. Of course, he just makes one at the beginning, and that covers him for the rest of the fruit that he will eat. And just as we saw in the previous Mishnah, one should try to make a bracha on something more significant, which should then cover the less significant things. The same applies over here. But the question is, what is considered the most significant of all the fruit? So Rabbi Yehuda says, Emesh b'nehem emin shiva, if among those fruit, or any of the shivas haminim, which are the seven fruit or the seven types of produce, which the Torah itself praises the land of Israel for, which clearly indicates how significant they are, then mevarich alav, one should make a bracha on one of the shivas haminim because of their significance, and then that should cover him for other fruit, which are also Bo Priyor Eitz. The Gemara explains there's actually a specific order of significance even within the shivas haminim, depending on the order of the pasuk. But be it as it may, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the most significant fruit are those which the Torah praises the land of Israel for having. However, the Chachamim argue and they say, mevarich al ezim hen sheyirtzeh, one should make the bracha on whichever of the fruit he wants, meaning not whichever fruit he wants right now, but whichever one is his favorite fruit in general. That's how we're going to understand the Chachamim's opinion. That whichever of the things in front of him he generally prefers, that's what is considered the most significant. We go by personal preference, and therefore he should make the bracha on that, and then that should cover him for the rest of the produce over there, which has the same bracha.